Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
It's the 6th annual Southwest Ranchers Bull and Female Sale, Saturday, April 13th, 12:30 at the Wheeler Farm Sale Facility, Chickasha, Oklahoma, featuring lots from Brink Angus, Brookshire Farms, and Wheeler Farms. The sale features 148 lots, including 113 bulls and 35 females. Catalogs available at mcsauction.com or call Matt Sims at 405-641-6081. That's 405-641-6081.
Are you an Oklahoma Farm Bureau member? A Farm Bureau membership comes with a world of benefits, from discounts on a variety of products and services to supporting our agriculture youth. Most importantly, you can become a part of a grassroots organization that advocates for our family farmers and ranchers. Learn more, or you can become a member today by visiting your County Farm Bureau office, or you can visit us online at okfarmbureau.org, because together we are rural Oklahoma. Well, Congressman Tom Cole has released the following statement after being selected by the House Republican Steering Committee to be the next chairman of the House Appropriations Committee. Today, the House Republican Conference will be voting to ratify him as the new chairman. He says, "I am honored to be chosen by the Republican Steering Committee to succeed Congresswoman Kay Granger as chair of the House Appropriations Committee. I'd like to thank the Steering Committee as well as my fellow Appropriations Committee members for their support. It means a great deal to have the confidence of these well-respected members, and I'm deeply humbled to be entrusted with this duty," said Cole. "There's substantial work to be done. I care deeply about our mission. I'll be utilizing my expertise and years of service on this committee to responsibly guide us forward and fight for conservative Republican priorities. I look forward to hitting the ground running, and I'm committed to engaging with the entire conference to deliver the necessary appropriation bills in a timely manner. Everything I do will be in the pursuit of fulfilling our fiscal commitments, no matter the obstacles that we face." Well, Senator Chuck Grassley is calling on Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer to move forward with bipartisan farm bill in short order. Grassley's urging the Majority Leader to hold true on his commitment to seek compromise with Republicans by passing a five-year farm bill reauthorization this year. Iowa Republican says farmers across the United States deserve the stability of a new five-year farm bill as opposed to another one-year extension. Last week, Schumer sent a letter to Senate colleagues, including your plans for the upcoming weeks and months in the Senate, saying, "Democrats have an ambitious agenda to help the American people." In a letter today to Schumer, Grassley pointed out that the farm bill's notable absence from Schumer's recent outline of the Senate agenda. Additionally, as the farm bill has been sidelined, Grassley notes that other important bills may otherwise have been considered in Senate Agriculture, Nutrition, and Forestry Committee, and now those have been stalled. Well, this month is a fun month here at Oklahoma Farm Report because during the month of April, we get to recognize and spotlight the 18 area stars of the Oklahoma FFA who are among the highest achievers in the organization. Stars come in four categories: ag placement, agri-science, agribusiness, and then star in agricultural production. Today, we're highlighting an agribusiness star, and this week begins with Ross Turner of the Ooligaw FFA chapter representing the Northeast area. Turner's the owner and operator of Turner Stock Dogs, where he trains dogs on a month-to-month basis, and he tells us a little more about his project.
Well, I own and operate Turner Stock Dogs, where I train outside dogs on a month-to-month basis, primarily cow dogs of the Border Collie breed. However, I've worked with some other breeds as well. And I also breed some of my own dogs, as well as buying and selling some as well.
After graduating high school, Turner plans to attend Connor State College on a livestock judging scholarship. And then after, he plans to finish his bachelor's degree in agribusiness at a four-year school. Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contracts, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions, if you are in agriculture or in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to okmediation.gov. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.